Hey, welcome to the Finance Fam podcast, where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, we cover all the ways where beating the rat race, thriving in a recession, building wealth for future generations, and living with purpose to ultimately gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls us as believers. My name is Isaiah, and I'm one of the hosts of the show, alongside my good friend Andrew. We're both millennials living typical millennial lives, plus we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love freedom. Everything we cover is for entertainment purposes and should not be considered financial advice. Please don't sue us. Enjoy the show. Thanks. No,
that one has the please don't sue us disclaimer.
Please don't sue us, because so this is not financial advice. If you're taking financial advice for us, I'm so sorry. You're down.
I'm not sorry.
Actually, no. You made a prediction. I remember this. At the beginning of 2023, you said something to the effect of, based on statistics or based on the market history, you're like, we're going to have a green year this year.
Oh, I did say that.
Yeah,
oh,
my gosh. I was like, all right, man. He said it. This is not financial advice, but that man said it. And you know what? You called your shot and swoosh.
I wish we could find that
Curry.
Clip.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I mean, we were up like 20-30%.
Yeah, I know. It's been pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, first off, we're back.
We are.
You want to share about what's today? Today is January 4th, 2024.
Wow.
We haven't released an episode or a season.
Yes.
Since maybe your house.
Yeah, and we've demoed seasons. We're not doing seasons anymore. We've talked about this. This is the beginning of season 3.
We almost recorded an entire season.
Yeah, season 3 will be the last season. It'll be the finale. Yeah. It'll go on forever.
We're just going to start doing singles whenever
we have the opportunity.
Singles,
not seasons.
I don't know if they're called singles. I don't know what they're called.
Whatever. Yeah. We're just going to go the model of we've got a podcast and we've got stuff to say and we're going to say it. And let me tell you, there is so much to say about the current state of affairs, the markets, the interest rates and all that. And we'll get into all that. But first, a few life updates. Isaiah, what you got going on in the year 2024, or really 2023 in review would probably be good, because I don't think the people have heard it from us since March, April.
I feel like we were crushing it in 22.
Yeah.
We were posting videos. We were doing things. You guys were giving us feedback. We're like, we're going to come strong in 2023.
Yeah.
And that didn't really happen.
No.
So sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah.
We're back here now.
We had stuff. We had stuff and things going on. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. 2023, man, if I had to summarize it into 30 seconds, I would say it was a year of kind of laying low, obviously, since we've not been on the pod.
Yes, secretly making money.
Secretly making money. I wish. We lost a lot of money, too. I would say, man, it's been a year of laying low, faithfulness.
Amen.
Business has been booming, and it's been the best of times and the worst of times for me personally. I'm an official partner now in my business, which is a huge, huge deal last year. So mostly been laying low, trying to figure that whole thing out. We started the Turo Rentals. I think I started to allude to that.
Yeah, maybe. I saw your Twitter post. Follow Isaiah. It's Finance Fam on Twitter. He's got.
I post
some
screenshots.
You did. Yeah. I like that. That's pretty good numbers there.
So I rented 2 cars out. I made about $6,000. That was fun. So that was like halfway through 2023.
Yeah.
Lost 30 or 40 pounds. So I've been on a health kick.
Nice.
Basically, we've been hitting the gym, actually.
Yeah,
I think before that, we were talking about hitting the gym. Now we're actually hitting
it. I was talking about hitting the gym for a long time. I was like, I'm totally going to do that. And then I didn't do it. And then I did. I don't know what hit me one day. It was a Joe Rogan podcast with The Rock.
Yes.
That was it. I was like, you know what?
I need to get in the gym.
Yeah. When The Rock inspires you.
Which he does.
That was not on my 2023 bingo card. The Rock telling me to hit the gym and me going, you know what? I think I'm going to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it was something to the effect of like, your body, if it isn't working, is like working against you. Mm. And I can feel that. When I'm not working out, when I'm not moving.
Oh, you've been telling me about all the benefits when you go to the gym.
Yes.
Sleep better. I think you mostly said
energy.
Sleep. Energy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Like, we've got a long driveway in our new house. Another story for another time.
We'll get into that.
Oh, man. But, like, I ran up the driveway for the first time with the garage, with the garbage.
Oh,
right after working out. Yes, I was like, Joy's like, why are you running up? I was like, well, I've been working out.
I'm a dude man.
So working out.
I didn't get abs. I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
That was a goal for 23.
Yep. You're getting close.
I'm closer. I'm closer than I was last year.
You technically have abs.
I technically have abs.
They are there.
Yep, they're there. Yes. But they're not showing, which maybe 24 is the year.
There we go.
Who knows? Let's so we got Turo. We got Blueprint. We got Health. What else have I been doing, Andrew? You know me maybe better than I know myself.
Oh, man. I mean, you've been making music. You just showed me a banger.
You know what?
It's coming out soon.
It probably will. Yeah. I got my old setup back here. So we had this room that you can't see was crazy filled up with junk and crap and stuff. And so now it's kind of cleaned up. I recovered some of my music files and sounds and stuff. So I got inspired. So I've been doing a little bit of music.
Nice.
Whenever I've had free time. And then raising kids. I think that's really...
That is a lot. That takes it out of you.
That is honestly most of my year.
Takes it out of you.
Yeah. And then still managing the rentals, the real estate stuff. Doing a little bit of drop shipping. That's been steady. I can always share about that. But that's kind of... That's my year in review. It's been mostly keeping my head down.
If that's laying low, man, what is 2024 going to be?
I don't know. Got to
take a look back. Do you have a hard time looking back and like celebrating the wins? Do you feel pretty good about...
Ooh, that's a good question.
Something I look at the negatives more than the positives.
Yeah.
Do you take time to celebrate? Like that moment when you're a partner or that moment when you hit... I don't know, $5,000 on the Turo.
I struggle to celebrate. I don't have trouble looking back and reflecting. Like 2022 is marked by, we got this house. And 23 is marked by partnership. And I think I can see kind of the big kind of overarching theme. But I don't ever really celebrate. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So
that's something I'm working on too. Yeah. For sure.
Maybe we should order pizza.
Yeah. And just eat it. While the microphones are running.
Shout out to Joe Rogan, Elon Musk.
Oh my gosh.
Our heroes of the faith.
Oh man, yes.
Okay, enough about me. That was more than 30 seconds.
Oh dude.
2023, what about you?
Oh man, 2023, well, I had a sabbatical, which was really awesome.
From January to May?
May to September.
Okay.
And through that time, we renovated a 1985 house that had hoarders living in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we also redesigned the floor plan a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was pretty involved, pretty painstaking, pretty long.
We're now neighbors, which is cool.
That's cool. Yeah, we're like, gosh, less than a mile up Old Fountain now. Uh-oh, yep. I just gave everyone location. Oh, no. But no, it's cool living close here. And this is a place that Joy always was like, I want to live. If I lived anywhere on Prospect Road, I'd be like, Joy, have you seen... the prices.
Yeah.
Have you seen the prices on Prospect Road? I'm like, I'm good. But no, it was a really, really awesome, like for me, it was all the different tradesmen that came in the house and just seeing how happy they were.
The contractors and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. There's just, I mean, I could give a list of shout outs. I might just have a whole episode shouting out the different people that like helped us
contacts.
Move. Yes. So we renovated this house. And it was literally every bit of 4 months full time. And so that was our quote-unquote sabbatical. Like, it was not the sabbatical I expected.
We're going to go rest, babe.
We're going to rest by...
And embark on the biggest...
breaking our back.
Renovation of our life.
Labor. Oh, my goodness. And so we sold our house, which, I mean, Isaiah, you've never experienced that before.
I have not. I'm looking forward to the day.
It is so stressful.
Sure.
Like, in compounding, what we had is selling the house... moving, and then renovating the new place.
While living there.
So we sort of felt a little homeless for like 2 months.
Sure.
Because there's just like dust flying and...
With two kids.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hey, Ben, don't touch that open socket. Don't get electrocuted and die.
Parents' nightmare.
It's great. No, it's like, you know, how many times he's like grabbing a piece of wood that's got a nail in it. I'm like, Ben, not again.
Yeah.
At least, yeah, there were no major injuries, I think. Only what
he's okay. He's alive.
He made it. Precisely. Yeah, the only like injury I had was when we were clearing out the shop, which is actually where my folks are going to be living, my mom and dad.
The garage up on the right.
Yeah, have you been up there in the... I don't think you've been in the shop. This property is 10 acres, and it has four buildings. It's got a main house, an outbuilding garage, and then a shop that's 1,800 square feet.
Okay. Are they living there currently?
They're going to in weeks, like maybe a month, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, something like that. That's the timeline. Yeah, now that this is going out now, maybe I should we'll just say, Mom, Dad, you'll be in there in 2 weeks. There you go. but there was something in there that just got me. There was something in that shop when we were pulling things out. It was full of like old, like shop woodworking, leather working, saddle making stuff. Mm. There was something that got in my lungs.
Oh, I didn't hear about
day,
this.
It was so bad. It was prior to all the sales and everything. It was like when we were clearing out the junk. Because before anything had to happen, we had to move the hoarders' things out. Mm. And so that's part of why the deal was so sweet. We just told them, hey, hoarders, you can just pack your suitcase and leave and head out and we'll move all your rest. Stuff. Yeah. And so that's what it required.
That's what you have to do with hoarders.
Yeah, we had to move them out. And it was 8 full loads of garbage. Of a giant, whatever
yeah,
it's called.
Those bins. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Or dumpsters.
So it was like, yeah, it was a ridiculous amount of junk that we threw out.
And it got in your lungs?
And yeah, I don't know what it was that got in my lungs. It got in my eyes, and I was coughing, and I was out of commission for a little while. It was bad.
Did you go to the doctor or anything?
No, I probably should have.
Did some blood Jesus.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, it got in my eyes and it got real bad. I broke out in hives, but I was better after.
It's probably allergic reaction to something.
Yeah, that's what it was. Something. Yeah. I was allergic very bad to something that was in there.
Yeah.
Wow. And so now that it's cleared out, I can go in there. But there was a little while I couldn't go into the shop, which was my excuse not to work, Mom and Dad. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to summarize it. It was you know, overall a really sweet deal.
It was chaos for you, yeah. But it was also a huge blessing.
Yeah, for sure. It was just kind of all-consuming. I had contractors come through. We got a nice pond in the backyard. And they're like, how many? Literally all of them when they see the pond. Do you go fishing in the pond?
And do you?
Do you?
Like, will you?
No. First, is there fish in
is
there?
Is there fish?
Is there fish? And I go, why, yes. Yes, there is fish. Well, do you go fishing? And I go, no, because I'm a little homeless right now. Like, there's something in me, like, I can't enjoy recreation. I've not been disc golfing in, like, maybe a calendar year. It's kind of bad, Isaiah. Wow. It's kind of bad. Like,
you need to shift that, bro.
I do. I just got to the gym.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of my recreation. I call that recreation. The sauna is recreation.
Dude, gym is my only free time, I guess.
Yeah, that's totally. And so for me, there's something in me, like, if my house is not in order, like financially,
you can't
or in
go
this
fishing
case,
in your
like physically, I am not fishing. Yeah. So that's what I told some dudes. I was like, guys, I'm not fishing.
Are you even a fisher? Do you enjoy fishing?
I do, but
because I don't. So like my grandfather, yeah. People who love fishing, they're like, you should go. And I'm like, I don't find any enjoyment.
I think I could learn to fish. Yeah. I did at one point, but now, like I said, my mind is so busy that I don't think I'd have patience with myself. Yeah. I'd be like, why is there not a fish on the line already? You know, that's like the way I would do it, you know, which is the whole point of fishing
yeah.
Is to empty your mind and focus on the activity.
Yeah.
And that's what I found I couldn't do with disc golf. I was like launching really, really long. I've got my drive has gotten a lot better.
Nice.
But on the way to go get the disc, I'm thinking about renovations and career stuff. And it's just like, oh man.
What am I doing here?
It's just busyness. And so I don't know. That's
the
balance. The
season.
Maybe we've got some advice for that. How do you clear your mind and rest?
Don't ask me that. I'm the worst person to ask.
Yeah. So we'll just go fishing.
Okay.
Let's just do that.
So that way we can
let's just fish.
Be mad. I got to go fish. No, yeah. It's hard to rest. I kind of want to chase that for a second.
Yeah.
In much of 2023, I didn't have a Sabbath, which is like not biblical and not good or healthy. And I want to change that. We're going on a cruise in a couple weeks, which I'm really excited about.
Let's
some
go.
Rest together. It'll be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard when you don't have the time, space, energy to actually rest because your mind is flooded with 1,000 things you have to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I don't get this fixed, my family has no house. Or if I don't do this, we can't pay our bills. Like, it's just like, it's a weird, no one talks about, I don't know, that chaos. So
yeah.
Another topic for another day.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't have an answer.
I don't either. Sometimes you just got to do hard stuff.
Just got to do it.
For me, it's seasons.
Yeah, so. Seasons and times. Yeah, it's easier now. I found that now that officially, there's always going to be things to do in the house, but we finished the last project like a couple months ago, and so.
Yeah.
So I do feel a sense of like.
It's completed somewhat?
Yes, mentally I know I can go play disc golf. Will my mind let me play disc golf? As I'm playing disc golf, will I enjoy it? That's another thing.
What would your mind think about if we were to go? If you were to go out right now, you could play disc golf. Maybe you have work today, but let's assume it's 5 p.m.
Assume it's 5 p.m. and I'm free. Oh, man. I would be thinking about, like, the two other things that are still to be done at the house.
Sure.
Even though I've completed just about everything, it's still the last two. I think it's just an addiction to fixing things now. I've still got two lights that are just, there's an outdoor light that I want to light up the lake that's out there that I want to fix.
That'd be cool.
So people passing by Prospect Road can
see it.
See the lake.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I don't yet know how to do that. I don't know how to mount a light to a tree. And so that's what I'd be thinking about. I'd be pulling out my pig.
YouTubing, trying to
shout out to the pig, which is an amazing disc. I'd be pulling that thing out. It's different when I'm with people. If I'm with people, I can be present with them and, you know, ask, you know. But if I'm by myself, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like the me time. That is real. The me time is impossible.
You
right
feel
now.
Guilty like you should be somewhere else.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, that's it. But I would be thinking about the two lights that need to be fixed at this moment.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What about you? If it was 5 p.m. right now,
what would I be doing?
Yeah. Well, what would be running through your mind if you were by yourself,
man,
throwing a disc? You do play disc golf.
It's been a while.
Well,
I've joined the crew. Yeah, that's true. I've joined our crew, like Peter, Micah, Caleb. They still go hard, man. They were out there yesterday. Or
let's go.
I wouldn't disc golf, though, if I was free at 5 p.m. today. I would tell you that.
Well, if you fished. I don't know. just name an activity you do by yourself. Where you get the me time.
I've been doing the music thing, so that's been fun. I do my taxes.
Bad.
It's like I'm trying to think of all things I need to do that are outside of work. And that is work.
That is indeed work.
Man,
doing taxes.
I don't know. Tonight's our date night. So Thursday is we go out to eat, which is awesome. So, I'd probably do that. I'd have fun. We go to Target, walk around.
Cool.
Get food.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sweet.
I'm just looking forward to that cruise, man. That's where I need to really unplug. I love that we're going to have no Wi-Fi. Theoretically, like, it's going to be hard to connect to the internet.
It will be very difficult. It's always overseas. Like satellite.
Yeah, it's always slow.
It's
like, no one can reach me.
And you got to pay money for it. And it's bad Wi-Fi when you pay for it.
Yep.
So I've just learned don't pay for it.
Yeah.
Unplug.
I'm off social media. So I'm like, I feel like that has been challenging to like not have Instagram.
Yeah.
But then also really freeing. Like I can do so many things. I've been reading more. I've been doing whatever. So
did you announce to social media?
No. That's
when
stupid,
you were
bro.
Making a social media post?
I want to call anybody who
Call them out. Just call them out.
Why do people do that?
I did
so
in
silly.
High school. I remember doing
I'm sorry.
It. And then looking back and I was like, why did I announce to the world how great I was?
Yeah,
that I was leaving social media for a little while.
It's just triumphant.
No, like, are they really missing me? That's the question. I was like,
I don't know.
No, I'm not being missed on social media. No one's like, man, did Andrew post a selfie today?
I do feel bad for the three or four people who send me memes every day. They're like, why isn't I responding?
Yeah,
like, well, they're just gonna figure out that I'm not on. Or they're gonna see me in real life and be like, "Oh, what's going on?" You know, and then I'll tell you. But
Brett
I'm not
Miller
say,
is always sending me a Lord of the Rings meme, so it's the same for me. It's
everybody has like. Those
I
people.
Do miss those. I miss the Lord of the Rings memes 100%.
But I did not announce. I was getting off social media.
Okay. So. Well, it sounds like you just did. So
I didn't announce. You asked me.
I did.
All right. I might have said that I'm off social media. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, that's good.
Whatever.
It's
whatever.
Good,
whatever. I just
now,
replaced
the question
it with
Twitter. Is, are you? X is where it's at.
Dude, it is though.
I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't even know that the. Oh gosh, we're about to get flagged for this. The information that is passed through and channeled through.
COVID.
The information passing through Facebook and Instagram is not the information passed through Twitter.
No.
They just let it go through.
Yeah, because Elon, bro,
Elon's is just like, you know what? We're going to have some free speech.
Yeah.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. We're going to marry free speech.
They have community notes, which is nice.
Community notes is very helpful.
Bro, it's
savage. I've shared a few things. I'm like, oh, gosh. It's not true.
It's called you out.
Yeah, it's like, this is from 2018. I'm like, dang it.
Crap. But we all needed a community notes. You know?
We do. We need a community notes in our lives to just tell us when we're sharing fake news or old news.
Maybe.
It's not relevant anymore.
Exactly. What I've loved about Twitter, and this might actually lead us in a really interesting direction, is you find these pockets of of communities, which is true on any social media platform. Yeah. But in particular with X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it nowadays, there's like the personal finance side, which I think we're both active on.
Yes.
We follow real estate people and budgeting gurus or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like the marketing business side. There is the tarot. So you can find kind of whatever space you want.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe us being on Twitter in the personal finance space the last couple of weeks is why we've been encouraged to get on this podcast today?
Ooh, maybe.
I have nothing to say otherwise.
Yeah, it could be. So. I saw a post, I forget who posted it, but they were like talking about the state of the market and what would happen if the market actually crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. And I've been talking about you. I'm like, bro, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
We got to talk about what for real would happen
if the market were to crash. If the American economy crashed?
Well, not that. That's okay, intense.
That's,
I mean, just what millennials and Gen Z are praying for right now, which is a stock market crash.
Or a housing crash.
That's it. Not stock market crash. They don't housing, want that. Yeah. They want, well, maybe they do. I don't know. But they want housing to, quote unquote, crash so that they can acquire a loan.
Yeah.
At 7.8%.
Yeah.
That's what they want. That's what the people want, Isaiah. Just give the people what they want and ask themselves if they really want that.
Or what they would do if that actually happened.
Yes.
Those are the posts I've been seeing.
Would you buy if real estate was in a free fall?
Would you have a job if that were to happen? What happens to employment?
Yeah.
People act like they want a correction. But the reality is if that happens, most people are screwed.
Are you going to dollar cost average and keep buying in the stock market if it crashes? Apparently, last week was a really good week, and I bought it a dip. It was a bad week,
bought
it a dip, and I didn't even know it because a dollar cost averaged.
Yep. DCA, baby.
You don't even care. You don't even care.
Yeah.
You just keep on rolling. You just do what you do.
You're faithful.
That's right. Ooh.
Most people are not faithful.
Come on. It's important. It's very important. But yeah, with real estate, we'll have to do like a whole dive on that one. But that's one I appreciate.
But I love.
Yeah,
I've seen those as well.
It's like that's very thought provoking.
I think we had coffee and you were telling me like if there was any sort of correction or housing crisis, whatever, mortgage crisis, like, the people who would probably be scooping up real estate are people who have assets, who have
it
homes
would be
to leverage against.
Yes, it would unfortunately be BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, these giant corporations that have been invading the housing market and driving housing up to begin with.
Yeah.
They've got a monopoly.
It's not going to be your first-time home buyer who's got 50K
saved. Probably won't even be your second home buyer. I think it will be the 1%... of the 1%, these giant shady corporations. And I hate to be a nihilist on this podcast. You know, we've really made a brand of being hopeful. I was telling Isaiah, like, I would do Finance Fam, but I'm getting a little more nihilistic.
Yeah, I'm getting more negative.
when I see all the BlackRock stuff, I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're scooping up everything. China owns like what, 2% of America land wise? How does that happen, Isaiah?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't talk about that on this show. See, we're not talking
later.
About it.
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
We're not. We're not talking about how everything is owned by shady organizations and foreign powers.
Right.
We don't do that. We're too optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the idea that we are a hopeful show. We're hopeful individuals.
Yes.
But I think we need to recognize, to your point, we've changed. We've evolved. We've gone through some life in the last 2 years.
Precisely.
I feel like I've gone through a lot of hate. Uh-oh. Not like, I don't know, maybe I'm making it up, but I just feel like, kind of like with social media, the more you share, the more people are in your business, in your junk.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just trying to do me. And if I can share that and help somebody, great. But I've discovered in 2023, like, the more I've shared, the more it doesn't really apply to people, or it's like, maybe I'm more aggressive in my investing or my business strategy or philosophy. Obviously we are leveraged and I don't know, it's caused me to think about what I say publicly right here, but I also just want to be open. So I don't know where I'm going with that.
That's good.
So
well, I'm looking forward to 2024 and
what
more,
this
more Finance Fam,
what the season will
this entail. Season
or whatever our next episode might not be until 2025.
Oh, there we go. Know. Yeah. But yeah, the way we're headed, we'll have one of these a year, but that's good. We can just
better than nothing.
That's right.
Because really content, you know, you got to create content, bro.
Yeah,
content's
bro.
Everything, bro. Post the videos, bro. Screw that, man.
Sweet. Well, I guess we can wrap it up today.
Let's wrap it up.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Finance Fam as we celebrate 2024 and
yes,
all that happened in 2023. We're looking forward to more and see you guys later.
Peace.